Hello, I'm here at Open Science Barcamp, and I'm with Alex Cooper, who has proposed a session on library as publishers. Hello, Alex.
Hello, good to meet you.
Would you be so nice as to tell us at what library you're working at?
I work in Dublin City University in the library there, and I'm one of the humanities and social science librarians. That's my role officially.
And why did you suggest that we talk about libraries as publishers here at Open Science Barcamp?
Because I feel very strongly about the idea that libraries are ideally positioned to host not just publishing, but the whole scholarly communications lifecycle and research lifecycle, assisting academics and anyone involved in the area to kind of at least try and recreate a level playing field from kind of wrestling a little bit of power back from the commercial publishers. And I mean, during the session that we had just earlier, there was a lot of talk about, and I think a bit of confusion as well, what the role of the library really is. I mean, we are embedded with faculty, okay? We have intricate connections with the people. I mean, we're involved in pedagogy, not just, you know, acquisitions and curating information, but really involved in the whole process. So I think we have a vested interest in being in on this, yeah.
And do you think that currently libraries are doing enough with all that good potential that they have?
Certainly not. There are some really good examples out there, absolutely. I have to admit, I'm not entirely clued in on the German landscape. I know Göttingen has been around for many, many years as a publisher, library publisher, but UCL is leading the pack in the UK. America and the United States, there's a lot of library-based publishing going on as we speak. And Ireland is, I suppose, looking at this, and like the Irish higher education context is very much aware of what is going on, and I think there will be some sort of movement down the line in terms of how we can take part in this. But it's a complicated, you know, ecosystem or landscape, and I think it's ideologically charged up and can be quite emotional as well at times, I think, because we have the library is there, we have our constituents, and we have very particular ideas around how the academy works for everyone, rather than having a commercial mindset behind operating this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the session just now, you talked a lot about the differences between what commercial publishers do and what libraries as publishers could do. What do you think is the main advantage that libraries would have over commercial publishers?
Libraries know their audience better than anyone, really, because we deal, I wouldn't even say deal, we are partners with academics and students. I mean, from my own experience and if I may say so, I mean, I'm involved in a collaborative journal project. So we publish a journal called, can I plug this?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
called Studies in Arts and Humanities, shjournal.com. And that's very much a genuine collective of academics and librarians. And we complement each other really well. We all bring basically our knowledge and skill to the table. I mean, libraries know about a lot of things, such as indexing, how scholarly publications work, and so we're learning from each other in terms of our vested interests. And it's like a relationship building tool. It's like a liaisonship building tool, and we collectively managed to get some really good projects off the ground. And now doing this on a bigger scale would be brilliant, but there are cultural, I guess, practices and commercial competitors who are really, really pushing back on a lot of activities, I guess.
So if we want to take this to the next level, if we want to do this on the bigger scale, what would you, as someone who works in a library, need in order to become more active as an open access, open science publisher?
Very much cultural change, and I think where it would have to really start is to kind of sit down with leadership in universities, trying to, I guess, at least listen to alternative routes to publishing and steering away from, impact-driven, too simplistic, to my mind, metrics. I mean, for example, the Leiden Manifesto is something that was put out there a while ago, and trying to come up with some sort of a compromise, you know, to see, well, there's qualitative metrics, there's quantitative metrics, but to quite a few people out there, it's very much skewed, and I think a lot of people listen too much to simplistic metrics, and the reward system within academics do what progresses them and their careers, and a lot of us emphasize and focused on, well, you need to be seen to be doing certain things, and if you don't, then you're not progressing.
And do you think that this is the same for the sciences and the humanities?
Well, they're very different fields, very different ways of operating. There's one person in earlier said that, you know, my work stops, and he's in the STEM field. Once I've put my stuff out there, the conversation's finished. I would look at this differently. I would think and say that once you've published something, once you've put it out there, that's actually really the beginning of pushing your agenda and what you do. So I guess humanities is a little bit slower in publishing as well. So yeah, there's some difference. They're quite differences. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then before we head over to the next session, maybe one last question.
Sure.
As session moderator, did you learn something new in the session?
Yeah, well, I've never moderated a session, so I wasn't entirely sure what was involved, and I probably did speak at the beginning a little bit too much.
You were fine.
And I think the wrapping up, what I liked about this, though, was there were some really interesting comments, some brilliant insights. It was a good mix of people. And, of course, there was no definitive answer to this issue, but it's... I genuinely believe that it's a cultural problem. It's not a technological thing that, or an obstacle as such. It's mindsets. I mean, there's one person next to me didn't realize what libraries actually do. You know, she thought that, or the person thought that the libraries are literally like balls of information, and that's it. That's where it ends. And we should maybe be looking at facilitating things like, you know, helping people. What is ORCID on? You know, what is certain things? You know, I think there's a lot of confusion possibly as to what libraries actually at and how they operate and what they can contribute. I think it was, for me, it was a very insightful session. Very good. So I'm very grateful that I had the opportunity to pitch this.
Okay, well, thanks for pitching it. Thanks for moderating it. And I wish us both another
Absolutely.
Few interesting hours today.
Definitely, for sure. Thank you.
Okay, bye.